This is a question on abortion. If a pediatrician estimates that it's probable, very probable, that the fetus could survive outside of the womb, but in order to permit its survival, that for the first few months, its life should be supported by today's medical technology. In such a case, would you say it is immoral to abort the fetus? In other words, if you take it out and put it on medical technology, it will survive. And it's probable that it would survive outside the womb, but not certain unless you connect it to the technology now and then carry it. Yeah.
I think it's missing the point, because the issue is, you know, the child is inside the mother. The mother has the choice at that point. It's not a question of the technology. It's not a question of, you know, how long it can be sustained and whether it'll grow up to be, you know, a contributing member to society or, you know, God's little creature.
No, I agree completely. The fact that by injecting some technology, it could then enhance its chances of survival outside the womb is irrelevant, because if it's still part of the mother, there's still a growth on the mother, it's still a question of that it's potential. And if you start endowing it with rights, because medical technology, either after birth or at some point in utero, would enable it to be born healthy, then that's the end of the mother having any rights at all. In fact, any fertilized egg, we could someday, you know, bring up in the proper temperature and chemicals, etc., and it would have rights by that fact. Rights can't begin until an umbilical cord is severed, and it's an independently self-sustaining biologically, not in terms of being able to get its food. I take exactly the same position here. It doesn't make any difference that if you do something with technology now, it could live later. It still doesn't now, actually. Yes.
By the same argument, masturbation would be immoral, because the technology exists today for that semen to one day, in the right technological circumstances, grow up to be a child.
Yeah, I've heard of that. It's if you were to say that anything that technology could somehow turn, if left forever alone, would become a human being, and that thing has rights, you could even someday, you're going to discover what, in the combination of chemicals, make life. And then they're going to be able to put them together in the water or whatever and end up with the beginning of biological cells and develop the whole thing. So you're going to end up that some, rock and powder on the shelves have rights, and the druggist has to go to jail, because you could make life out of those things. It's not life until it's alive. I mean, it's life, but it's not human life.
But if you take that, and in fact we have something like that, the morning after pill, right? There's that whole fact that it's banned in the United States.
Right? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, right.
It's exactly. Based on that same moral principle.
Yes, yeah, right? It is.
What about life conceived out of the womb and then grown to maturity out of the womb that never sees the womb? So you fertilize the egg, and that's the example you were saying.
Yeah.
At what stage does that particular living entity?
It's private property then, until whoever put it all together. And it has no rights, it's just physical property, until a day that you say it's 9 months old. You have whatever tests they have to determine that it's biologically self-sustaining.
I find this subject, so frustrating, because if someone has made a decision one way or the other about abortion, you cannot, no matter how rational you are or whatever with your argument, people just do not. You can't say, but from my experience, I have never met anyone switch sides that believed in abortion.
Have you ever met anyone switch sides on any major issue? I've argued my life, and the only people who did it anywhere with are people who are young, who are starting up until about 25, 28, after which point they're either not interested in ideas or they're, you know, and very rare, it's just hard to remember a person actually changing their mind. That's one reason why I just stopped arguing. But what you have to do is do it with younger...
Yeah, it really makes a case for educating young people.